did what it, you know.
Swam.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And then if it got that way, you might say, well, now it's still pretty badly
swollen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, you know, like in a war, if somebody got shot, you'd say they got a bullet
wound.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody had some kind of a, like in the old days, if a person had a wound that didn't heal right and it got kind of a white, grainy looking stuff around it, do you ever remember?
Carbuncle, I think.
Carbuncle?
Mm-hmm. I think that's what they call it.
Do you ever remember hearing some kind of a flesh that people would say they had to burn it off, anything called a...
Bad flesh. Bad.
Proud? You ever heard of...
Foul.
Oh.
No, that's not it yet.
Proud?
Proud flesh in
it.
Oh,
you've heard of that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I bet you hadn't thought of that in a long time.
Oh, I did have to have that done one time. It was caustic.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I was a child.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you had to have that?
Mm-hmm. I used to burn it out with caustic.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you know, sometimes people would get like a little cut on their finger and they paint it with this...
iodine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And... Now, if you didn't know the cause of a person's death, you'd say they, I don't know what he
died with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the place where people are buried is called a
cemetery.
And especially in the old days, the box that people are buried in.
They were called coffin. Didn't say casket. Coffin.
Uh-huh,
coffin. Mm-hmm. That would sound so funny now.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That's true. It would be different. Another one of those things.
Well, I don't know. It sounds so bad to what it does now. I mean then to what it does now.
Mm-hmm. Well, if people were talking about somebody that died and they were, or somebody they didn't like and they were kind of being funny about it, they might say something like, boy, I'm glad that old skin flint finally
died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't say that about a dog.
You wouldn't say that about anybody.
No, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard anybody say something like kick the bucket?
Yes, ma'am.
You've heard that expression?
Oh, my goodness. Time after time after time.
Yeah. Yeah.
The old man kicked the bucket last night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that's so silly and disrespectful.
It is.
But
it
they
is.
Don't, it's just a, I don't know, they didn't mean any harm, mm-hmm. but it sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, if a person had died in somebody's family and the people were all dressed in black, you'd say they were dressed
in mourning.
Mm-hmm. Now, the ceremony when somebody dies, they call that a
funeral.
Now, if somebody met you on the street and says, well, how are you today? And you were feeling just all right, but you had some aches and pains, you might say, oh, I'm...
Fine. No, now some of them do it. Some of them say that and they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
But if you
I
were just
say,
sort of, oh, well, if you were just about average, you might say, oh, I'm
pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody was troubled about something, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Just don't
worry. Who is it that doesn't?
Yeah, well, that's the truth. Sure, everybody does. Mm-hmm. And do you remember a long time ago a disease that children would get that they'd get it in their throat?
Diphtheria.
Yes, yes.
My baby had it.
Oh.
Two of them.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, do you remember a disease that would make people's skin turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Oh. Now, when you have to have your appendix taken out, you say you have an attack of...
appendicitis. He had to have his appendix taken out. He's 15.
Oh.